following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. That'd be cool if I could keep going all the way up. Hey. Hi. We're so glad that you're joining us. This last weekend, we talked about planting seeds.
Yes.
Seed planting. Mm-hmm. Farming.
You sow what you reap. You reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow. Agriculture.
Yes.
We learned how to plant. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that all the time in our lives. We're mm-hmm. always planting seeds, whether it's the word, the gospel, whether it's a conversation we have with someone at work, whether it's a ministry idea that we maybe do or do not have time for, but we think, man, maybe the Lord is using this season and this time for me to just take a step of faith and step out and begin to serve and just see what God does. Even if we look at our schedules sometimes and we think, where does that fit in or how am I going to do it? There are times when God will say, just take that.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just step out and do it. I will just admittedly say there are times when I overthink the process and maybe you're like me, and I think about all the ways it won't work and I need someone to come along to me and say to me, Jeff, just do it. Like, start moving in that direction.
And the Lord will close the doors if he doesn't want.
Absolutely. So one of those ministries that's been on our hearts for a really long time is a moms group for young moms. And actually, a couple years ago,
yeah.
We did it for a while. We did. There was like a 10-week thing, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Yeah.
10-week thing. And it was awesome. It was really good. And then we kind of thought, well, what happens next? Like, how do we keep going?
We took a break. COVID.
And then COVID hit. So that was the door being shut.
That was the door being shut, for
right?
Sure.
But they're open again, and we're back in thinking about moms and how can we minister moms. And for that, I have this amazing mom.
Yeah. Oh, which leads us to Breathing Room for Moms. This is starting Monday, October 11th. And so this is, the great thing is that it's a 6-week series. So you think like, I can't go to like a forever ministry. I can't be a part of a forever ministry for six weeks. It is 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
So, and there's childcare. So you drop your kids off. And it's 9:30 to 11 a.m. on Monday morning, starting October 11th.
That's coming.
Which is coming really, really quickly.
Really quickly.
And so it's just a time of encouragement, words of encouragement, and fellowshipping with other moms and some other moms who have teenagers that can speak into the lives of those of you with the young little ones. So it really is kind of geared towards moms with young kids. And so that is starting up. So if you are interested in attending that, you just go to refugefamily.com/events and you can register there. So it's $20 and that's just for the childcare, and that's for like $20, the whole session. And that's it. But the rest of it's free. So
what if I'm watching this and I would want to help out with the kids?
So if you would like to help out with the childcare, we always need, what I love to see is like, grandmas who maybe have a little bit of time on a Monday morning for an hour and a half that want to serve, the young moms at Refuge, to help out in children's ministry. So if you are a part of Refuge, and you know, you have a application filled out, all that stuff.
Yeah. So if you're watching this and you want to help out and be one of those,
email me.
Moms, grandmas, email Bethany at
refugefamily.com.
And we need to do that relatively quickly because we need to do a background check, and you need to have a ministry application, which are both really doable and we can get those done. But we need to know soon because it starts on Monday. So anyways.
And if you're a mom, we want you there.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
The whole reason that this finally just was like, we just need to do this thing. Because I was kind of waiting it out to like, maybe January, because you know the schedule's full. Everybody's schedule's full. Waiting until January. And I had talked to a young new mom that was just at the point of like, I can't do this anymore, you know? Because it's very isolating, it's very exhausting. It's, you question everything that you're doing, and you do kind of feel like, I am failing at this, and nobody else has failed as bad as I'm failing. But when you get around, there is something about being around other people and hearing them tell the same stories that you're living out, and be like, okay, everything's gonna be all right. Yeah. And so please come, please don't be scared or nervous or anything like that. And we just want to bless you and give you a time to sit and be encouraged.
And also ultimately be praying for these 6 weeks and these moms that'll meet together. And then what does the future look like? Because we don't want to keep having to pick it up and drop it, pick it up and drop it. We want it to be a consistent ministry to moms. But that takes people like you helping out in areas of childcare and in areas of working with Bethany in leading and all these sorts of things. So be praying about that as well. We know there's a huge need for it. We've known it for a long time, but wanting to be proactive and plant those seeds where we feel like, oh my gosh, how are we gonna do this? And I feel like this is that step of faith to say, okay, Lord, we have these 6 weeks, we're gonna put it out there and let's see what happens.
And here's a seed of encouragement for those who are leading young. This is one of my favorite parenting verses. Isaiah 40 verse 11 says, "He will lead his flock like a shepherd. He'll gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom."
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life